Businesses located in Seattle may have to face anti-discrimination lawsuits in the future, specifically anti-discrimination for political beliefs. Seattle has had laws on the books since the 1970s that ban discrimination. In 1999, the city included a fair contracting ordinance. Business contracts cannot discriminate against political ideology. That's according to former political science professor John West.
So Seattle is one of the only places in the United States that has banned discrimination in its civil rights laws based on political ideology.
West said any company headquartered in Seattle is subject to this law. This includes big tech.
The biggest big tech company that's headquartered in Seattle is Amazon.com. They, basically anyone who's discriminated against by them can sue. So it's not just a Seattle resident, it's not just a Washington State resident.
Now, West mentioned Parler. Amazon Web Services hosted Parler and removed them after January 6th.
Parler alleges that Amazon's representative to them raised all sorts of questions with them about whether Donald Trump was going to get a Parler account. If that's true, that might provide evidence of political ideology discrimination.
According to West, companies with a presence in Seattle may also be subject to the law. He listed Apple, Facebook, and Google. Seattle and Washington State residents that suffered discrimination may be able to take legal action against those companies.
Against it. This is not a symbolic law. The law allows punitive damages, pain and suffering damages. It allows, you know, attorney fees. It allows injunction relief. It allows affirmative
West
action.
West said there
relief.
Has been much discussion about how to have checks against big tech. He has researched and written about the law to raise awareness of one possible check. Reporting by Emerald Chung, NTD News, Washington.